Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I read to you from Hebrews chapter 1, the first 8 verses. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, the upholding of all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged all sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Notice, being made much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, and he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he said, Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now let's turn to another passage in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, beginning with verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he hath all subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste of death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now, friend, these two passages are statements that at first may contain what seems to be something contradictory. Christ is said to be better than the angels in one passage, but then it is stated that he is lower than the angels in the other passage. Now, what does this mean? And why is this revelation so important to us and to the whole world? My dear listener, we must understand the general purpose of the book of Hebrews. It was written to Jewish people who had been converted to Christ, but who were in danger of falling away. The epistle was written to prevent apostasy. Now, this in itself is sufficient to show the fallacy of the doctrine of once saved, always saved, that one cannot fall. That's a false doctrine. But the book primarily is written to show how the Christian should not fall away. And the reason is because of the superiority of Christ over all before him and all that came after him. To show the superiority, the writer shows Jesus superior to several things, such as the law of Moses, the animal sacrifices, all the Levitical priesthood, the angels, and many other things. Now, the book opens with a reminder how God speaks to us. In former times, God spoke through prophets and dreams and visions in a variety of ways. The Jews respected and cherished the divine messages that God gave. But now God has another authority that supplants them all, superior to them all. Now God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the meaning of the confession that was made by the Father in Matthew 17:5. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now this confession and this instruction was given in the presence of Moses, that great lawgiver for Israel, and in the presence of Elijah, one of God's outstanding prophets during the age of the Mosaic Law. The importance of a message sometimes depends to a great extent on the authority of the messenger. You know, if an ordinary citizen of our land should say that the nation would be in war within the week, it would not cause a great deal of concern. But if the President of the United States made such a statement, it would cause alarm throughout the entire world. You see, the authority behind the message of the Word of God is Jesus Christ. The message is important because of Him. And what is it about Jesus that made Him so important? Well, Hebrews chapter 1 teaches us that He's the heir of all things. He's the Son of God. Through Him the worlds have been made, therefore He's the Creator. This necessitates His eternal nature and deity. Friend, He's the brightness of the glory of God. He's even called God in this passage. Not only is He the Creator, but the Sustainer. And because by His power all things are sustained, He possesses the highest rank, being on the right hand of God, which means He has assumed the position on the throne, Acts chapter 2, verse 30 and 34. He is the higher and the greater and better than the angels. And of what significance would this be to Jewish Christians as well as to us? Now, they believed in the reality of angels, most of them did, and how God used them. The Sadducees didn't, but most did believe in angels. An angel is a messenger. And in this chapter, the angels under consideration are God's angels. Both the Old and New Testaments revealed how God has used angels in various ways to accomplish His purposes. Let's consider some of these incidents for a moment. Angels came to tell Abraham of the forthcoming birth of Isaac. Angels were used to warn Lot of the coming destruction of Sodom. Daniel showed angels presiding over the courts of the princes. An angel smote Herod as he claimed deity for himself. God's prophets were often cared for by angels, and once were used for the release of Peter from prison. Angels could have been used to protect Christ at the time He was seized by His enemies, if that had been the will of God. Angels were used to frustrate the devil's aims regarding the body of Moses. While they announced the birth of Christ, as well as the birth of John the Baptist before him, they had been used to help God's people against their enemies. We're told that over 200 references mention how God has used angels. The Lord will return with a company of angels. These are but a few of the biblical references to angels that would cause any person who respects the Bible to believe in their existence. The Jews did believe in them. Therefore, one who is better and higher and greater than the angels would have to be one of high authority and deserving of reverence and glory. And in what way is Christ greater and better than angels? Verse 4 says He's inherited a more excellent name. No angels were ever called the Son of God. Angels worshipped Him, and the lesser worships the greater, not the other way around. Angels ministered to Christ following His temptation by Satan in Matthew 4. We even read where angels have been cast down to await their punishment, 2 Peter 2. But never so with Christ. The enemies of Christ are the ones who shall be cast down. And of all of these, it gives evidence to Christ being greater and better than the angels. And in what sense, then, Is Christ lower than angels? Psalm 8, verse 4 and 5, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Now this is the scripture that was mentioned by the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 2. God created man, but obviously created him lower than the angels. Now since Christ left heaven, since Christ became a man, taking on the form and fashion as a man, Philippians 2, 5 through 8, he being greater and higher and better than angels, nonetheless, in human form, he could be said to be lower than the angels. Now, he's not lower than the angels in any sense at the present time, since he's returned to the Father, and he rules and reigns over his spiritual kingdom from his throne in heaven, Acts 7, 49. Having accomplished his mission here on earth, he left the walks of humanity, but while he was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word in the form of man, he was lower than angels by virtue of being a human being as well as being deity. And what is the significance and importance for us to know that Jesus was both better and lower than the angels? Now, to know that he's better and superior is to know of his deity, to know of his authority, to know the gospel is delivered by his authority, and it is of utmost concern. It is the authority for all mankind. As he said, he's the way, and there's no other way but him. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation given among men, except by the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and verse 12. Now seeing who he is, we can place our complete and unreserved faith and confidence in him, giving him our total allegiance. And being the Son of God, he is able to break the hold of sin and of Satan that brings our doom and redeems us unto salvation. Now this is a salvation for which we dare not turn back, because to do so would be to leave the superior and turn to the inferior. Now this the Jews need to understand. They were being taught to return back to the system under Moses by which they could not be saved. And this we also need to understand, as we might be tempted to follow the ways of men rather than the way of Christ. Since the words spoken by angels proved steadfast, and those that disobeyed received the just recompense, how much more ought we be obedient to what the Lord Jesus has delivered and directed, seeing how he is greater, higher, superior, and better than angels? And to know him as being better than angels is to know that this same Jesus is Lord and Christ. Friend, to know that he was made lower than angels is to know how God provided for our salvation. God sent man to die in our stead, indeed, Hebrews 2:9, to taste of death for every man, and to be our Savior by his blood. And although he suffered on the cross of Calvary and died, he was raised from the dead, and it is empowered to give eternal life to those that come to him. Being lower than the angels, he brings many sons to glory. In short, being lower than angels means that he died in order that we might live. With Jesus being better than angels and lower than angels, God has shown in a manner incapable of duplication how much he loves us and how much he desires our salvation. Oh, how we can be so thankful that the Bible has revealed Christ to us, greater yet lower than angels. Be with us again tomorrow. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.